In the novel of short stories called The Interpreter of Maladies, there is a common theme of this diaspora, which is a large group of people with similar roots being displaced globally. This can mean that they are physically displaced or culturally displaced. For example, Mr. Perzada was displaced from his homeland and family when Mr. Perzada came to Dayan. Page 20 states his name was Mr. Perzada and he came from Dhaka. Another example is how the Dasis family was not respectful towards their parents' cultural activities in The Interpreter of Maladies. To be American is to be born in America. You would share similar traditions such as celebrating Thanksgiving, tailgating, celebrating 4th of July, etc. But as a minority, to be an American means to be scared. It means to be worrisome of what I say, what I wear, and what actions I take. It means that I learn my history from my parents and grandparents. It means to learn a sanitized version of discrimination, police brutality, slavery, and the civil rights movement in history class. It means being the butt of jokes in elementary school and not understanding. It means being discriminated against and being stereotyped against just because of the color of my skin. Being American varies from having a white American experience to having a minority American experience. It also varies between genders. Being a man in America and a woman in America are also two different experiences. Being a young woman in America means to be paid 20 cents less than a man if you're white, 40 cents less than a man if you're a person of color. It means that you cannot have control over your own body and make decisions for yourself. It means that men will often choose another male's opinion over a woman's opinion. It means being inferior by default. Assimilation is to take something in or absorb something. This can have negative and positive consequences. In cases of culture, in most cases, white Americans would assimilate to other cultures, such as African American, Latin, Indian, and Asian cultures, and this could lead to offensive portrayal. This could range from using slurs to wearing black, brown, or yellow face. Colonization was, in a way, built on assimilation. Christopher Columbus sailed to America claiming to have discovered a new land that was already occupied with Native Americans. He sold their land, their food, their spices, and gave it to the white Europeans. From that point on, the amount of colonization in America blew up. America slowly started to colonize from the east to the west coast because they were absorbing the continent. They pushed out Native Americans with the frontier and the Trail of Tears, and they pushed out Mexico after the Mexican-American War. However, sharing recipes and religion is a positive impact on assimilation, because it allows diversity among the population. I have not felt the same way as the characters in The Interpreter of Maladies have. However, I do understand what it feels like to be disconnected from home. I was born in New Orleans, but I moved to Houston when I was 2 because of Hurricane Katrina. I have very few family members in Texas, and the majority are still in Louisiana. Hearing my parents tell stories about my grandparents make me want to be back in Louisiana with them. I hate not being able to see them as often as I want to, and I hate having to settle to see them only once or twice a year. I have so many family members I have yet to know and see. And my mom always talks about how when I was a baby, we would drive to my grandparents' house and have dinner with them and watch the Saints game every Sunday. I always feel a little disconnected from New Orleans, but whenever I go, it still feels like home. Being a minority in America feels as if my heart cannot settle in one place. It is as if it is not allowed to settle somewhere else. The inner conflict is who I am and who I want to be. As minorities, we live on the outskirts.